Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
K-O-Z-N. Unsportsmanlike conduct on 1620 The Zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, UNO. Don't miss a moment, they'll give you your fix. They're on every day from 2 until 6. Spend your afternoons with John, Josh, and Nick.
Is your left ear and your right ear balanced properly?
Mm-hmm.
Has it been all week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it not balanced for you?
I think it is now.
Okay.
But it hasn't been all week.
On Sportsmanlike Conduct on 1620 The Zone.
Finest equipment.
I mean, have you tried it down on the lower one and then adjust the balance?
Well, I think it's okay.
Are you sure it's not your headphones or your
See, and sometimes,
dongle?
John, it, like, you got to mess with this thing to figure out the balance, too.
Is yours here. A screw on, John?
There.
No. Mine's good. No, I'm good.
Nick, the box, it's the box's fault.
Okay.
Yeah. It happens to me. It happens to me all the time.
I think it's okay.
I have that same issue sometimes if my adapter isn't screwed on all the way.
Yes, that's a stupid thing.
Yeah.
Remember when we had the things right here?
Yes, I do.
The old days?
Yes, I do.
Nice.
Are they still, is the box, still, or did they take those out?
No, it's just like a piece of wood.
Yep. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, welcome to Headphones Talk.
Hell yeah, this has been a show so far.
This is the...
Reviewing Fremont restaurants.
This is the official, this is the only show that reviews Fremont restaurants and headphones.
Yeah.
And their inner workings therein.
Look, we're going after a very specific audience.
That's right. Well,
I
nowadays,
think we're
going
to deliver.
See, nowadays, all entertainment is niche entertainment. Or is it niche?
Niche.
It's pronounced niche. Nick.
Nick Entertainment?
Well, that's
well,
not.
I don't even want to think about what Nick Entertainment
at all.
Is. Gross.
It gets weird.
Niche.
But,
niche.
Yeah, it's all.
I'm going to put a poll question.
It's all very specific.
Niche or niche.
Tailored right to a specific audience. Our audience, hot into Fremont, the Fremont dining scene, and the headphones.
Mm.
And that's why we're here.
All right.
We make Fremont Dining and Headphone Talk for the American working man.
Because that's who we are.
Because that's who we are.
That's who we care about.
And that's who we care about.
Well, we also make it to make people mad. Theo says, good job kicking a hornet's nest yesterday, fellas. Husker Twitter is on fire. Are people talking about us?
Oh, I'm... Yeah,
I haven't seen this. I haven't heard about this.
Probably.
I didn't go to the Reddit Huskers page. Where were they talking about on a Reddit, too?
Who knows?
Nick, go check Huskers Reddit and see if they're talking about us. Okay. I'm just kidding. You don't have to.
I'm sure the scrolls were really happy with us, too.
Actually, surprisingly, no topics about us. I figured someone would have just like tagged Sip, like, hey, what's going on?
Mm.
I heard you on the show.
Yeah.
What happened? Everything okay?
Well, coming up on today's program, it's Ravi, it's Robin, it's Al Bell.
Nice.
And... we'll find out if the line moves even more. The line moved again.
It keeps moving, man.
It moved again. Yes, it moved.
Mm.
The line now, well, I bet this is the first time I've ever had to really be diligent to hit the refresh button on the browser. It is now Kansas City minus one.
Wow.
So, for review. For review. It opened... and this was according to David Party Purdom, the guy from ESPN. The guy with three names, David Partum Purdy.
The gambling guy. Yeah. I know.
I keep forgetting. He found the line at -3 for the Chiefs. Chiefs by 3, right as the Bills-Bengals game closed or ended.
Okay.
Within 30 minutes, it flipped 4 points to Cincinnati -1. And then through the week,
climbed.
It eventually climbed, got up to 2.5 on Tuesday.
Yesterday.
In favor of the Bengals.
Yesterday it was Bengals -1.
Then it slipped back to Bengals -1.5, then Bengals -1.
And now
it is Chiefs -1. So wow. The Chiefs are back to being the favorite again. So
crazy.
Cincinnati, Bengal fan, Houday Nation, you may commence being disrespected.
Oh, the underdogs once again.
You are now the disrespected. You weren't yesterday. You weren't from Sunday late afternoon until early this morning. You couldn't play that card. But now
you can play it again.
It's like when you're playing Uno and
draw
you get the draw 4 card.
Oh man.
And you slide it across the table and then you flip it over on the pile. And Aunt Linda is like, damn you!
Oh, Aunt Linda. Suck it, Aunt Linda.
No, that's what Uncle Larry would say.
And she'd say, you stop it, Larry. Not again.
There's children in the room.
Sipple Appreciation Club tweets in. Yeah, we're all talking about how you and Furious, how you treated Sipple. Mm. So they're talking about us on the tweets.
Are we allowed to talk about the interpersonal communication?
No, I don't want to talk about that.
Well, I'm going to talk about it. Steve Sipple and Josh no longer are friends.
Andrew says, Nick Entertainment, you say? Welcome to 1620, the Furries. Also, Foley, we have to take this call, by the way. Craig, stay right there. We're going to go to you in a second. But Foley, one of the places he went to was this place called Bob's Bar and Grill. And Bob included a picture of himself on the menu, and it's just killing. It is killing me. And so now, Sky changed the photo of Craig, and it looks like it's Bob, and it is killing me.
Who does this?
Bob, or who are you talking about? Bob?
Like, okay, if Guy Fieri opens up a restaurant,
yeah,
I get
course,
it. Why
yeah,
Guy Fieri? Because
yeah.
People recognize Guy
but
Fieri
Bob?
And the Frosted Tips.
Yeah,
you know if. Wolfgang Puck opens a restaurant. I understand if the menu or something in the promotional items have a
who's the guy who yells
Wolfgang.
At people on Fox?
Gordon
what's that
Ramsay.
Guy? Yeah, Gordon Ramsay.
If he opens
a restaurant.
Exactly. But Bob. Where was this restaurant?
Bob's Nebraska. Where is Bob's at? It is Bob's Bar and Grill in Martinsburg.
Bob is giving off.
This place has like good, huge burgers, I think. It's well known.
I'm sure the food is great. But Bob is giving off the serious.
Dude. Hey, you know. You really should remember to get your lawnmower blades resharpened before the start of the mowing season.
Kind of vibes.
I like this from Adam. Bob looks like he runs the local Run the Damn Ball chapter. Yeah, he does.
Why did Ed only get the pork loin sandwich?
Here it is.
He didn't get chips.
No, he got onion rings. He said that they came a couple minutes later.
Okay.
They have huge burgers. That's what they're known for. The massive. I think Sean Callahan loves this place.
You know it's a good place when they repurpose the Busch Light 6-pack bottle holders into condiment holders.
Hell yes.
That is the sign of a quality restaurant.
Dude, this
because
is my type of place.
They ain't wasting their damn money.
No, yeah.
They
you
ain't
gotta
wasting their damn money on fancy accoutrements. They are repurposing items so they can put the money back into the food.
What did we talk about? Like, they use every part of the buffalo, you know?
People, yes.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Our native ancestors did that.
Every part of the Busch Light.
My native ancestor did that. The rest of you European Americans, you only ate the meat and then you left the rest of it to rot instead of using the whole buffalo.
Crap.
I'm part native.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm the only white here, I guess.
So thanks, Josh.
My bad. But I like this. When you use the Busch Light. All right. We've done this enough. I want to go to Craig. Craig seems like a fine individual, a great friend of the program.
Hello.
Hi, Craig.
Hello, Craig.
And I am. I listen daily. That's why I heard the whole conversation yesterday.
Hell yeah, Craig.
I didn't think you did anything wrong. I'll be honest with you. I'm one of the biggest Nebraska fans in the world, but I'm not blind. And in a real-life train wreck, it's usually the engineer's fault, not the passengers. The players are the passengers in the situation, my viewing. it's just poor leadership and everything has just gone to crap. And you didn't say anything wrong. It's a train wreck, in my opinion. I think they're going to get better, but I don't think you say anything wrong. And I was surprised Steve was acting like that because I love the guy. I love his demeanor. Yeah, so I was kind of like, whoa, wait a second.
The old guy demeanor?
I mean, yeah, you know, don't stand on the roof and pee on my head and tell me it's raining. We suck. And I say we because I'm in it, man.
Uh-huh.
I'm 57 years old. I was there for the championships. I'm here now. And one of my first memories as a kid on TV is watching Nebraska win a championship. I was five. So, yeah, I mean, you didn't say anything wrong. It's, the truth is the truth.
Well, I'm not going to pee on you, man.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I got you, Craig.
I mean,
thanks for the call, Craig. Thanks for listening.
We're not kink-shaming
he seemed, no, definitely not. He seems like a 6'8". Well, I don't know if he's a 6'8", a 6'3". He's definitely a 2P to 2P-er.
2P to 2P?
2P-er to 6P-er. It's got to be your P.
It's got
to
be your P.
Yeah. I appreciate Craig, though. What a guy. And I didn't pay him to make that phone call.
Well, thank you, Craig. We appreciate it.
You know,
that.
I wasn't thinking that right until you said that.
I didn't pay him, Nick.
By the way, there is a follow-up to all of this.
What?
Oh, this isn't dead, folks.
What, the stuff? The things?
Yeah, the things and the stuff
okay,
that got everyone
wow.
fired up.
Right.
But in addition to that, and the Roofery's lineup again, Ravi Lula coming up in a few. Jays win, Jays win, Jays win.
Robin,
Robin Washington coming up. Huskers don't. Huskers don't. Huskers don't.
Dude, they suck. Speaking of sucking. Speaking of training.
Wow, I was just about to say Al Bell, and you said speaking of sucking.
No, Nebraska. Nebraska basketball.
Al Bell, and you know, Al, who works for Sportsline and is very in tune with the lines.
Yeah, it'll be fun to talk about this stuff with him.
I look forward to this conversation.
Yeah, me too.
Not that I don't look forward to the conversations with the other two aforementioned gentlemen either.
Me too.
But I do look forward to telling you about Gary's booty.
Its booty's getting huge.
It is getting huge. Well, it tends to get a little larger and softer the longer you ride on a bus. And the longer that folks can't recite the fat stat of the day, which
That's
is what
true.
You're supposed to be listening for during the 6 and 8 a.m. hours.
Mm.
Then in the 7 and 9 a.m. hours, you listen for the cue to call to know the fat stat. So there's really two chances to win every day to win Gary's booty. And if you miss it, then the booty gets bigger until somebody wins it. So win your share of Gary's booty mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.